I was in Washington with Kalila, and we're at a restaurant, and the lady next to us dies.
Shut up. She started choking?
No, she just died.
Collapsed.
You know what I mean? And Kalila gets up, and she's now, because Kalila's a nurse, so she's doing like compressions on the chest,
Yeah.
and everyone's calling 911. It's chaos. And Kalila looks up, and I have my iPad with me, and I'm playing Candy Crush.
We're bad friends.
You ready to start? Have we already started?
What are you wearing? Oh, you're doing jokes.
Welcome back to Bad Friends.
You're doing a joke.
No, I'm trying to stay protected.
It's so dumb what you're doing right now.
I have no idea what's going to happen, Bob.
But you're saying that I'm Chinese?
I didn't say you're Chinese.
Then where's my suit?
You don't.
What if I get sick?
From who?
From you.
Yeah, but you're closer to the.
No, it's fucking racist.
It's not racist.
Yeah, it's like when that one politician was saying it's the China coronavirus. First of all, I'm not Chinese.
But it's close,
It's
though.
not close at all because I'm an American. I've never even been there.
You've been to Korea?
Yeah, like 10 years ago to do a music
Who
video.
knows if it started 10 years ago and it just latched on to you and held on for a long time?
Oh, you fucking idiot.
We do have a. We, can we have. Can we get his suit, please?
No, I don't want one. I don't need one.
You just said
don't,
you wanted
don't
a
even,
suit.
Don't even give me one. Don't even give me one because the thing is that it's a bit. You know what I mean? He's just doing some sort of SNL bit.
This isn't a bit.
You can do some sort of like scientist character now about.
No, I'm just.
Who,
I'm,
are you the Who guy now?
I'm just trying to stay safe. Do you like some of the new art that got put up? Look behind you. Beautiful, darling. You're pure gold.
Honestly, dude, you know you gotta stop shopping at IKEA.
No. This
That's
is George.
The, you're
I
the
said
kind
to
of
George,
white guy goes, "Let's get furniture. Let's go to IKEA.
I said to
let's
George,
get the meatballs."
I said, "George, get some great stuff," and he got some great stuff here. Can we show? Give me scissors. Do you have scissors?
I can't take this off.
Whoa!
No,
I,
Bob.
I spent so long.
You spent so
getting
much
that.
Time putting that up.
I was at Target for like an hour and a half yesterday, choosing all this stuff.
Target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He picked out some great
We're
stuff.
We're like one of the like top 300 podcasts in the world. You're gonna fucking go to Target. See what I mean? You do set up all this for one laugh. See what happens? And now you're embarrassed. You're like, oh, should I take this suit off or not?
No, I'm going to leave the suit on, but I want to show you some of the other cool art.
Oh,
look at the roses.
Beautiful.
Look at the roses. Look at that. That's a tapestry. Does that remind you of home? There you go. Thank you, Bob. Bob.
Oh, God.
Look at this. Look at how cute that is, little wreath. Look at this flower.
It's just like that we're in that movie fucking Summer Summer. What's that movie with the score movie?
Summer Summer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Last night.
Hey, look, it knows. Look, it knows.
What does?
It knows.
It knows what?
It knows.
It nothing knows nothing.
It knows.
Here's another thing, dude.
What?
Last night.
What?
Get out of here.
Yell at him more. Yell at him more. Give me scissors so I can cut this down.
See what you did?
Right there. Give me those scissors that he's got. Well, I'm going to cut it down because I want you to be honest. Now. Look, I just want to stay safe.
Stay. Last night, I'm at the Comedy Store. And so I'm bringing up Chris D'Elia on stage.
Yeah.
And we do a little banter. And, he makes a scene like from front of the audience because we're friends. So he makes, a little banter and like. About a phone call we had or whatever.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, there's these two frat jockey dudes that walk up to me after the show.
Hey, what's up, bro? Love you, Bob.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. They go, you know Chris D'Elia? Because you, like, did a banter with them. I go, bitchy bitchies, he knows me as well.
Ooh.
Little bitchy bitchies.
You didn't like it that they didn't know who you were? Is that what
it's
it was?
It's that. They go, can we meet him?
Yeah.
As if I'm sort of like now his agent or his like publicist or something.
Well, could you make it happen?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a meet and greet. Yeah. And then Bob Saget, every time I see Bob Saget now, for the last 15 years, he doesn't say, hey, Bobby. He doesn't say, hey, how's life? This is what he says. He always says, what is his opening line? He says, I almost didn't recognize you with clothes on.
Well.
Bitchy bitch Bob Saget. Papa not a nudist. Bitchy bitch. Hey, bitchy bitch. Papa wears clothes all the time.
Do you really?
Twice I got naked on something that he saw me on.
You're an exhibitionist for sure. You do get naked a lot.
Not as an older man, bitchy bitch.
Don't get mad. I'm not Bob Saget.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, my bad.
Don't get mad at me. Here, I'll be Bob Saget.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. One time I fucked Michelle on set.
He does that on stage.
I know.
He talks about fucking the kids from Full House on stage.
I know.
And
it's funny, though.
It's not.
It's gross?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Those
were creepy.
Kids. He did the show with kids.
It's creepy. Stop.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like it?
I don't like it. He literally goes like, hey, one time Michelle was licking my butt. Bleh.
I don't know who the Michelle is. Is that a good one?
That's a little girl. It's a little tiny baby.
I thought it was his wife. In the show. Oh, Michelle's a little one?
He didn't have a wife. He was gay on the show.
Oh, he was?
Wasn't he gay on the show?
Michelle's a little one?
Michelle's the baby.
Oh, fuck. You don't
twins.
Do that to the baby.
Dude, he used to make jokes about it. I saw him do it at the factory a long time ago. I don't know if he still does that stuff. He was gay on that show, though, wasn't he? Was he gay?
Is he gay now?
Is he gay now?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, he seems it.
No, but I think on the show he was gay.
He's what a nice guy, though.
I don't know
him. I love him. He just, you don't know him?
I don't know him.
You know, I love all those older
We don't
dudes.
Know each other.
I like him. I like Howie Mandel a lot.
I don't know him either.
You don't?
No.
He likes, what, I like Louis Andry.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
I mean.
He's a very interesting man.
Why are you upset right now? Did you have a bad night last night?
You bitchy.
Tell me what happened.
Hey, bitchy bitch.
Did you have a long night last night?
No, I'm going to tell you something right now. What I say to you privately.
You don't have to talk about
I
it.
Before I come in here.
Yeah.
Isn't necessarily stuff. And I already told you. I already told you that I didn't even want to talk about nothing.
We're not going to talk about it.
Okay. But, you know.
You were up all night.
I was up all
night. You got no sleep. That's all you have to say.
I had no sleep last night.
So you're bummed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And
do you think it's depleting your immune system and you might get corona?
Hey, man.
Huh?
Are you going to keep with this coronavirus stuff, man?
Because it's what's happening.
What, five people have it?
Five people have it?
In L.A., maybe.
Thousands of people have it.
On planet Earth? You know how many people live on planet Earth?
How many?
At least 500,000.
There's no way it's that high.
No, there's millions, billions of people that live on Earth. There's billions of people that live on planet Earth, and it's like, you know, if I went, like, in Wuhan. Wherever that place is.
Wuhan.
You know what I mean?
Wuhan.
You know, the Chinamen on it. You know, the Chinamen that live there. So racist.
Wuhan.
I'm sorry. No, the beautiful Chinese people that live there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a billion people that live there. If I brought you to a beach, right? If I brought you a – so, oh, wow, how many people died from it? 3,000 maybe?
How many people have died so far?
In China.
A lot.
3,000.
I think upwards of 5,000 or 6,000.
If let's suppose that's the case.
That's a lot. Okay, go ahead. Let's suppose it.
But there's a billion people that live there. That's like if I said, hey, on this beach, one grain of sand on this beach has the coronavirus. So don't put your foot on it. You would be making sand castles running around the beach. You wouldn't give a fuck, bro.
125,000 cases, 4,500 deaths.
On Earth.
Yeah.
You know how many people die from
the flu?
HIV?
How many people die from HIV?
I don't know a year.
In fact, today, did you hear what happened?
No.
The second case ever of HIV got cured in London.
Oh.
In the history of HIV, the second guy on Earth?
Yeah.
Cured.
Oh, so we can
We can cure the HIV now.
Oh, we can freeball it now.
We can freeball it.
Oh, shit, raw dog.
Yeah, raw dog.
All the time. Right.
Don't use condoms. Don't use condoms.
No.
Dude, how crazy is that? The second guy on Earth.
It's so funny because it's like all these little cure things happen when I, you know, so for instance, you know, I got in a long-term relationship. So now that doesn't even matter to me.
What, the HIV?
Yeah, because I can't freeball it with random women. Because I'm in a relationship. And it's the same thing. I got sober and then they legalized marijuana.
Yeah, you want to come back?
No, I can't do any of those anymore. You know?
That's a good thing though, right? Look, this is still a climbing number. This is still going to keep going. You know, some of the fans have sent in videos saying that they're fighting corona and they want to show you how they're fighting corona. Can I show you how some of them? Mm-hmm. This is Tevin Frame. He's fighting corona his own way.
Yeah.
Here's Tevin. Let's see what he has to say. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, bad friends? I heard you guys were looking for a video about how I'm fighting against the coronavirus. So here it is. Right now I'm following a strict regimen of supplements that I take 3 times a day. These supplements include elderberry syrup, vitamin C, and locally sourced honey. Now I know what you're thinking.
It's good.
How do these products help me fight against the coronavirus?
The A24 movie. Well done.
Oh, cute.
Cute doggy.
Wipe it on
the truth
dog.
Is, I don't know. But I haven't gotten the coronavirus yet. Maybe I have some natural ability to understand it. Tell me what you guys think.
What a cute young man.
He's a cute guy. What do you think? Do you think he's doing all the right things? It looked like it. This one, this is from Kara Gray. Sounds like a porn star, but it's not.
Look, she looks Russian.
Russia. She says, she I'm like, fighting she coronavirus.
Like she has knives, like 15 knives in her pocket.
So I sell bootleg DVD of Bad Boys.
Hey guys, my name is Kara, and I am dealing with the coronavirus. But hang out with all the dogs at my work, like beautiful Princess Lacey.
Oh, I love dog looks.
So cute.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah.
But also,
I like girls that look like that.
But also, is
look at
this,
her skin? Her skin look, is so white.
Is this dog blind?
She's Chinese.
Does that dog have no eyes?
Oh my God! Look at that fucking dog.
Does it have no eyes?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Look, this. Maybe it was a Chinese.
Maybe it's high Chinese.
This
or no
is a
eyes.
Wuhan dog.
It's a Wuhan dog.
This is a Wuhan dog.
Oh fuck,
boy! Well,
man.
Kara, you're done.
But Wuhan dogs, when they're alive, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. This is Jeremy, what does that say? Lanasa. This guy is in Texas drunk. He sent me this drunk in Texas. Look at what he's doing. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Even his wife or girlfriend said, you're disgusting. It cuts it off. But look, he's licking this table, this park bench. No thanks.
No thank you.
No thank you.
He definitely has it.
And this last one is a great song. This was sent in
by... Oh, my God. It's Eric Griffin. Riffin' with Griffin.
This is sent in from Craig Lee Chemane. Look at this.
Oh, shit.
How good is that song?
That's who wrote it?
We don't know, but we have a translator.
Really
Andres can translate. What is he saying right there, some of that stuff?
It's saying, take care. Coronavirus is around.
Take care, coronavirus is around. Listen to the rest of it. He'll keep translating. Ready?
Yeah.
What does that say? Corona, corona, corona. Porrapido.
Perfecto.
What's porrapido?
No, coronavirus. It's coronavirus in Spanish.
Coronavirus.
Exactly.
So he's just saying corona, corona, corona.
Coronavirus.
Okay, what's in... All right, let's hear the rest. Ready? What is he saying?
It's saying, I have a headache, my knees hurt, I put my mask on and take my pills.
Here we go.
Okay, turn it off.
What is that? What was the last part?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Did you cut your nuts, Bob?
I did, man, because I used a fucking dry razor from prison.
Wow. Don't do that anymore?
Yeah.
Now you can use Manscaped because Manscaped has the Lawnmower 3.0 and their third generation trimmer. It has advanced skin-safe technology, so you ain't going to cut your nuts.
Oh, the Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0.
You know, I'm not kidding. One time I was in the shower and I was shaving with my old buzzer.
Yeah.
And I cut the underside of my nuts, and I didn't notice that I cut it, and I was showering, and it looked like a horror movie. I was looking down, and there's blood dripping down my leg.
Oh my God!
I thought I had hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I used to just pluck them,
just pluck hairs out of your nuts.
It was so painful. Yeah, I would just pluck them. But now I literally use this fucking Manscaped.
Me too.
Yeah,
yeah. I actually use one on my face and one on my nuts, just because it's soft on your face.
Oh, and
too.
Let's not forget about the charging stand.
Oh yeah, you can.
You have a charging stand?
Yeah, it's really nice. Look, you can shave your nuts with a million different things, but the Manscaped tools are the right tool for your tool. Try it out and get 20% off plus free shipping when you use the bad codes.
Bad friends.
At manscaped.com. Once again, get 20% off free shipping with the code.
Bad friends.
At manscaped.com. Your partner, your pee-pee, and your balls are going to thank you.
Right, thank you so much for the translations.
No, really, that, I appreciate it. That was some great fan submittal. Thank you guys for helping.
Nice.
How you guys are fighting coronavirus. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, but I called my – I was going to try to think – I was because I have to go to Denver right now.
Are you canceling shows?
Well, I was I called my people and I go, are people canceling? Are they're not yet, buddy.
Dude.
So I'm like –
Nikki Glaser just texted me this morning, literally on the way here, and was like, hey, are you around? I'm in L.A. I've canceled Seattle, so-and-so. And I was like – I'm about to sell out Seattle for next month, and I think it's all going to get canceled, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm already going to cancel Houston, maybe. Ontario, I don't know. No, Ontario's right here. I'll just drive there.
That's close.
Wait a minute,
Houston, you're going to cancel all that stuff? I'm scared of what I'm going to cancel. I'm supposed to go to Connecticut next week.
Yeah, but I was calling about Denver, and they're like, well, you know, no one else is doing – I mean, we canceled Coachella and all these gigantic festivals. Well, I don't see the difference between they go, but clubs are fine, but it's still people congregating in an area.
It's all the same. Are you scared? Be honest.
I think that if I get it, I'm the type of guy that's going to die from it.
Why?
Because I have weak lungs.
Because you smoke?
Yes, because I smoke.
But you're still healthy.
Well, I don't have like any physical, I don't have diabetes.
Diabetes?
Diabetes, and I don't have
Bobby got diabetes.
I don't have any of those things, but I think I'm always on the fence. You know, like my doctor was always like, yeah, you're on the fence, but on a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're not a fucking doctor, Red.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Give me your pulse. Give me your wrist. I'm gonna read your pulse. Come here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 12. 6.
Okay.
You're fine.
I know it works.
No, but I'm saying I did the math. You're fine. You're good.
Are you being real?
Open your mouth. Let me see. Open your mouth. Open your wide. Open your wide. Make a noise. Go, ah. Perfect. No, look.
You have no training.
Yes, I do. Oh. I took CPR. You know, I was CPR certified because I was a lifeguard and you used to have to go 1 and 2 and 3 and blow. 1 and 2 and 3 and blow. And now... they don't want you to touch their mouth. Yeah. You're supposed to just punch them as hard as you can in the chest until they wake up.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy that wouldn't do that. Like if I'm at a restaurant.
You would push my chest. You would compress my chest.
There's no way.
You wouldn't try to save my fucking life?
I play Candy Crush or something.
While I'm dying?
Yeah, because this actually happened. I was in Washington with Kalila. And we're at a restaurant. And the lady next to us dies.
Shut up. She started choking?
No, she just died.
Collapsed.
You know what I mean? And Kalila gets up, and she's now, because Kalila's a nurse, so she's doing like compressions on the chest.
Yeah.
And everyone's calling 911. It's chaos. And Kalila looks up, and I have my iPad with me, and I'm playing Candy Crush. I'll tell you why. I'm not doing it because I'm evil.
No, but well, she's
no,
a nurse.
I'm doing it. No, it's not because it was just so gnarly.
Yeah.
That I had to just like do something else.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I have another thing that I do that I don't really talk about, but if I'm on an elevator and anyone over the age of 60 walks onto the elevator,
I'll get
off the elevator.
Anytime.
Every time.
Why?
Because especially if I'm alone in the elevator, because if this person dies, I'll probably just leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because I don't know how to call and I don't know who to call. I don't know what papers to sign. I don't know who to interview with. I got shit to do.
You don't have to do almost any of that.
If you died in an elevator and you're just by yourself, you can't just leave.
You would just go, somebody died in there, and then they show up, and then the paramedics help them.
Okay,
and then
let's get this. Let's play this out.
Okay.
All right. I'm in an elevator.
Yeah.
Old man walks in. Old man walks in, and then he goes, hello, young man. I was in the Korean War. Because old people always say something like that. Or they'll say, you know, oh, I love that Chinese restaurant down the street. And I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. My heart. Dead, right? Elevator open. I call. Beep, 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 beep. Hi, is this the hospital? I don't know who to call. Is this hospital? Well, you got to call 911. Oh, fuck. 911. 911. Yes. An old man died. What's the address? I don't know. I'll be right back. And I got to run outside. I got to look at the address. It's 55443. What street? Sir, what street are we on? They're at Tamberlin. Tamberlin. What state? California. It's California. Oh, fuck California. Tamberlin 995543, California, Tamberlin. Okay, well then, the ambulance will be there as soon as possible. Can I leave?
No, you have to go back in with the man. Go in right now.
Oh, fuck. So I run back in. Oh, fuck. I gotta do something. I gotta put my mouth in his mouth. I blow.
It goes up.
Then I fucking chest.
His bowels just lost.
Just, oh, fuck. Yeah. Then I leave the elevator. I'm leaving the elevator to go back outside. I'll probably have a cigarette. It's now by this time though. Oh yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Were you the man that called the police?
I'm the one.
Okay, what happened to the man? Where is he?
He's in the elevator.
All right, come with us right now. Come with us right now. Come with us right now.
And I put my
get with me right now. Come on, let's go inside.
Let's go right in. Oh shit.
Is that him right there?
Of course, no, there's another dead guy around the block.
Sir, I don't need your attitude. I'm just trying to find out how this man died and when he died. Did you make him shit or poop? Did you make him poop?
Because I don't know what to do, so I just punched his chest.
So you caused this man to throw up and have diarrhea inside of this elevator?
Well, because I put my mouth on his mouth and
turn
I blew
around,
it.
Turn around, sir. You're under arrest. Turn around. You're under arrest.
What the fuck? I have an audition.
You're under arrest. That's it. That's what happens.
That's why I don't want to be in the elevator with
him. That makes perfect sense. Look at me, Bob. I'm being serious. I'm going to get out of an elevator next time I see an old man.
Yeah.
65 is a little young, though. 70
I just want to play it safe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like...
I hold my breath. That's why I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I don't like the way people smell. I don't like strong smells in a tight space.
Yeah.
So when I get in an elevator with people at a hotel, I go...
And you hold your breath.
Yep, until I get to my floor.
Wow.
I just don't like people's smells. I don't like to... And you know when you get in an elevator and you can... You smell them. You'd smell them.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I do it with a certain ethnic group. I don't want to get into the ethnic
group.
Yeah,
we should. Let's get right into it.
I don't want to.
Which ones do you not? Which
one? I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Can I guess?
I guess we can play that game.
How about this? If I guess it right, you just touch the table once.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay,
ready?
Okay.
Black people. I knew it.
You can't hear me.
Okay. Mexicans. Okay. Anybody from the Middle East? What about whites? Those are only people you don't? Asians. So it's only white people, the only people that you don't.
I don't know why. It's maybe I'm like reverse racism in my mind or something.
White smell. I'll never forget the line that
I'm kidding. That was just a bit.
They know we're
bit.
Joking.
That's a bit.
They know,
and it's like I don't want people to go crazy.
What? Sean Wayans had a great line in "Don't Be a Menace." I think it was. They were like, I don't know how the scene got to it, but he goes, "White people all look alike and they smell like baloney." And I thought that was such a funny. They all smell like baloney.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Do we smell like? Do we smell like baloney?"
To me, you guys smell like. I remember like.
What do I smell like to you?
Because I think your visual always affects the way you smell, right?
Just like food.
Yeah.
It smells like what you think it's going
to
taste like.
To me, you're so Americana to me. So when I look at you, I smell a baseball glove, like the leather of the baseball glove.
Love that.
Yeah, and then mixed in with apple pie a little bit. And
my
favorite
kind of pie.
Like coffee, like a Folgers coffee.
Love canned coffee.
Yeah. And then I also smell just a little hint of the noose. Of a noose.
From hanging?
Yeah, from hanging.
Because
people.
I like hanging out. I like hanging out. That makes perfect
sense.
You guys have
a history.
Who's you guys? White people? Dude, do you think anybody in my family owns slaves? Honestly?
Yeah.
You do?
Maybe.
I'm Irish and Italian. You think any of these people own slaves? I'm not rich from the South. I'm not like a rich white guy from the South.
I think if you go back, maybe a little bit, maybe that you have one funky uncle that, like, you know what I mean, did some funky shit with some funky black people. I don't know.
We do have Funky Frank the Uncle.
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, if you there's look literally back in no my way. History, right, there's probably some weird...
You probably own slaves. Your family probably owned slaves.
In Korea? What?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we enslaved... Yeah, no. First of all, for 60 years, Japan occupied Korea.
That's right.
We were...
You guys had slaves, though. Koreans had slaves.
Like who?
Taiwanese?
No, we never did. We never occupied nobody.
You never occupied anybody?
No, we were oppressed. You know, we're always... That's why Koreans are so strong. Because we were able to survive all this oppression. And we are a resilient people.
Did Koreans ever have slaves? I want to know.
That's insane that you... Why would you even Google that? The Google's not going to even know that.
Slavery in Korea. Slavery in Korea existed since antiquity. The practice of slavery in South Korea is illegal, though forms of modern slavery such as human trafficking still exists. North Korea, slavery is practiced by the country's regime.
Yeah, in North Korea, yeah. I guess.
Well, South Korea, media reports the abuse and exploitation of people with disabilities on rural islands.
Oh, man!
Salt farms in Sinan County.
Wait, on rural islands, they use people with disabilities.
Yes, so you guys exploited disabled people on rural island salt farms in Sinan County. Been described as slavery.
Hey,
so
no arms! Pick up that salt!
Fuck you. You guys handicapped... Look at this. You guys exploited disabled people in salt farms in Sinan County, and that's in 2015, 5 years ago. So yeah, you had slaves. You got them still. You take mentally challenged people, and you make them work in the salt farms.
What else are they going to do? We do it here at McDonald's. Right? Here at McDonald's, the fry guy.
That's not slavery. They pay him.
Oh, they do?
Yes, they pay those guys.
Oh, shit.
By the way, do you even know what salt farms are? I've never heard of a salt farm in Sinan County. Oh, it's literally just salt mining.
Look at how beautiful that facility is.
Oh, yeah. It looks nice
to
work.
They treat everyone so nice. You know what? There's like a little spa in there.
Yeah, this looks nice. This looks like a safe, nice place to work. Yeah, that looks nice.
That's
like
a beautiful salt. For a salt farm? That's the highest.
And Sinan County's been described.
All right, dude. I didn't know that about modern Koreans, slavery. And I apologize on behalf of my people. All right? Does that feel better?
Where's Sinan County, by the way? Oh, it's the south-south part of South Korea. The most southern-south part of South Korea.
Yeah.
Bob, have you ever sold stuff online?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, when
you're selling online, getting your orders can be a real pain, can it not,
Andrew? A pain in the tush. That's right, they can. That's why you need ShipStation.com. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders.
ShipStation helps you get orders out quickly. You save money on shipping costs and keep your customers happy.
Everyone wants to be happy. You don't want negative reviews. No matter what you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, or your own personal website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. And it really does, actually. If you've ever gone on there and looked, it's incredible. It's very simple and easy to use, and they use all the major carriers.
Like USPS, FedEx, UPS, and Amazon Fulfillment, man.
That's right. You can compare and choose the best shipping solution for your customer. So they offer huge discounts when you're shipping in massive bulk. So do that. If you're a business and you need help shipping stuff like shirts or cards
or
whatever.
We use it personally here.
Yeah, we use
Bad
it here.
Friends.
So please use it. It's well worth it because you get a better deal when you ship out more stuff. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. And right now,
Bad Friends,
the listeners can get 60 days. Hey, you can get ShipStation for free for 60 days. That's 2 months when you use the offer code
Bad Friends.
There's no risk. Start your free trial whenever entering your card info. Go to ShipStation.com. Click on that microphone at the Tizop at homepage and type in
Bad Friends.
Make ship happen.
I also want to mention about, since we're talking about older white people.
Yeah.
I always get like reformed white, old white people, like really old white people try to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like maybe like 40 or 50 years ago, they were racist.
On the road?
Like, yeah, so I was at a Barnes & Noble, like I was in Idaho or something.
Yeah, the last one, I guess.
Yeah, and this old lady came up to me and she goes, I was reading a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hello, young man. And I go, oh, hi, good morning or afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, what you reading, young man? I go, I just, you know, my video game magazine. You know, because I like watching video game magazines.
Yeah.
And like whatever the next RPG is coming out or whatever. She goes, oh, you know, my son served in Vietnam.
Very nice.
And my older brother, you know, served in the Korean War. And we just love the food.
Mm-hmm.
And they just bring up all this fucking like
tragedy.
Asian shit.
Yeah.
And, my, you know, I love the Hello Kitties, the Hello Kitties you guys make. They're just cute. They're just cute plushy dolls. You know what I mean?
These are all compliments.
And it's like, hey, lady, back up. All right.
You don't want her compliments? She loves Hello Kitty.
It's not that. It's like, I'm just talk to me normal, bra.
What would normal be? That's all she knows.
No, she could just say, you know, oh, that's nice Golden Goose shoes you're wearing.
She doesn't know shoes.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah, they're $850. Thank you. I got them in Beverly Hills.
You know what I mean? Wait, you said, yeah, I got them in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
She's like, hello, nice little Asian boy. I like the shape of your body.
Yeah.
You know, my brother fought in the war, and so did my father.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, they hate you, Slants, but I love you people.
I think that's maybe hidden behind.
What she's trying to say is, I'm not racist, but she's trying to say, like, my history is racist,
yeah,
but I'm trying to not be.
Yeah.
It's nice. She's trying. She's an idiot, but she's trying.
Yeah, and that's why I don't cut them off. I'm always like very kind.
Well,
in those situations, because you know I am, you know, a living human being living amongst in a society, and I'm not a crazy person.
Because what are you going to do? You can't teach her. You can't be like, you can't like go, hey, lady, that's stupid and racist. Because she'll go, what?
I know. I can't say like, hey, lady, you know, I just be real. I've had like 20,000 white chicks, like it just nutted inside them. Yeah. So it's like, you know, that's my game.
Is that like a thing to tell to her that you're like, I fuck white chicks?
Deep down inside, I wanted to say that I'm not like a ching chongy, you know what I mean? Asian guy that you're trying to talk
to.
I'm just like everyone else. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I just think she's trying. She's trying, right? Don't you think? Don't you give her a little credit?
That's why I'm always nice. Because she made the effort, right? I remember also she went to her car and then she tried to come to me because she saw me sitting on the curb outside this Barnes & Noble.
Uh-huh.
And I could see her like turn around, look at me and like do the thinking like, Should I tell him I like Hello Kitty?
To connect with this little ching chong?
Yeah.
And then she turned around.
Hello, noodle boy!
I remember her taking forever to get to me.
Right, because she was in a walker.
And then me in my head sitting there, going, what the fuck? She's coming to me.
Freaking out?
Yeah, holy, what the fuck do I say?
Do you find that old people or people in general, I have a very go ahead and ask me face for some reason, dude. Anywhere I am in the country, in the world, people will ask me for directions or they'll ask me a question about, do you know where so-and-so is? They ask me every time.
Yeah, I've never gotten that.
Why do people ask me?
I just look untrustworthy and I look confused.
Okay, but if you saw me on the street, do you think you'd ask me where a thing was?
Yeah, because you look like a... No, I'm just saying, I'm being real.
I know,
You look like a 1940s captain of some sort of like ship, like a British ship.
Where are you going?
Yeah. You just have your face, it's like... You have the kind of face, like if I was at a hotel, like a really old hotel, like The Shining. Yeah. And I would look at, you have the type of face, like I'd look at an old photo and go, that's Andrew. And then underneath it says 1929.
Right.
Right? Like
I've been around for a long time.
It seems immortal.
Like, do you think I've lived and died so many times?
Maybe you're like a Highlander Sean Connery vibe. You have that kind of vibe.
I love that.
Yeah.
How old do you think?
Well, what do I look like though? Do I look... Like, because I just gave you a couple of compliments.
Kind of.
Yeah, so I would like to maybe, you know.
You look like, if I saw you on the street and I had no idea who you were, and I saw your cute little smiley face, give me a smile. There it is.
Yeah.
If I saw you on the street doing that, I'd go, that looks like a jolly, fun man. A fun guy who also looks a little lost. You always kind of look lost. Because you do this a lot. You turn, you walk away, and then you turn, and then you walk another way. I don't think you ever really know where you're going.
I have no idea what's going on.
Which is really nice.
Yeah.
So I would never ask you for directions.
Yeah.
But I'd also go, I bet you that guy's great on an adventure.
Okay.
I would never follow you into the woods. Because I think we'd get lost.
But nothing else.
Well, I think we'd have good sex, but we could do that out of the woods.
No. I don't think you would want me in the woods. I don't think that you would want me...
Survival-wise?
No, you wouldn't want me, like, on a deserted island. Like, you and I, let's say you and I, our plane, a plane crash. We're the only survivors. We, you and I end up on a deserted island.
Okay.
You wouldn't want, I would be the last person you'd want there.
Why? Because I would have to save
you? I'd go tribal real quick.
You'd try to kill me.
Yeah. It, like as soon as we got on the beach, you'd look up. I'd be completely naked with a spear.
Trying to
and
kill
me. I'd have like some sort of like makeup on my face and be like, and I'd just be
speak the language immediately?
Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'd be already like, you know, like in Return of the Jedi when they took Han Solo and they were in the rotisserie of the Ewoks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be already in that. Yeah, I mean.
So you would kill me. You think you'd kill me? My whole thing is I think, see, my scenario is we crash on an island. I have to gather and collect everything because you're laying down. You're finding a way to play Candy Crush on the sand, sand.
No, I would need to probably rest. Because I would, honestly, honestly, I would be like on the beach like this and I'd be first probably sunburned as fuck.
See, I would.
And then I'd be looking up and you're like chopping things down.
I'd be climbing a tree getting coconuts.
Coconuts, right. And I'd just be laying and I would probably contemplate my life like, why am I fucking on this island with this piece of shit?
See, after 2 days of no water and you not doing anything to try to get food for us,
yeah.
I would have one of those nightmares in the middle of the night where I grab a coconut and I smash it over your head because I think he's got protein. I can eat him without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, I would see you and I go, because I'd lose a lot of weight really fast.
Because I knew that I would know that about you.
So that's you'd why try to
I
kill
would
me
already
first.
Pre. Huh. Yeah, yeah. I'd already have the spear ready to go.
Really?
Right up front.
But the moment I die, are you going to try to eat me?
I'd probably fuck you first.
Fuck me and then
right
eat me?
Right when the body is warm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still warm.
So you'd fuck me?
Because I probably won't have a warm hole for a very long time.
I can promise you that when I kill you, I won't eat you. Or I won't fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I wouldn't fuck you.
Would it be funny if I fucked you, ate you, and then I walked across to the island, there's a resort. And I'm just in Hawaii.
You
know what I
mean? You think you're deserted?
Like, oh, shit, my bad.
You're just in Maui?
Yeah, I'm in Maui. Yeah. And then they're like, why is that naked guy with the spear with the makeup?
Blood dripping from
your
mouth.
Yeah. And just like, yeah.
Why does he have little, why does he have red hairs in his teeth? And his dick is out? His dick, what?
What I would
happened?
Probably do then in that case, I would be like, I would say, the plane crashed and I was on the beach alone.
And they go, but you didn't see the lights from the resort right over the hill?
Yeah, but I, you know, they're like, well, is there any other survivors? I'd be like, no.
There's no other survivors.
No.
How come there's blood all over you?
It's my own blood.
Let me see. You don't have any cuts on you at all.
Internal bleeding.
It's coming out? Internal blood is coming out?
Yeah, I need to go to the hospital.
Okay, we'll take it to the hospital.
Yeah. All right, and then they're like, why is your dick with shit on it?
Why does your dick have poop all over it?
Because I have reverse Crohn's.
Oh, it comes out.
I would like make up a disease. Reverse Crohn's.
Right. And the doctors, of course, would go, right, we've heard of reverse Crohn's. That's when poop comes out of your pee-pee.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, Bob, I want to do a little fun segment.
This you and your bits today, huh? I love it.
I really do like the bits.
I love your little bits.
Wait, but here, this is not really me. It's more, this is for you to read. Don't read it yet. This is,
hold on.
This is for you guys. So, you know, Andres is our newbie, you know, that's with us. And I feel like he's perfect to read us some of the news headlines of the day. And he wrote these jokes. Andres wrote all these jokes himself.
He wrote jokes?
He wrote all these jokes.
But he's not a joke writer.
Yes, he is. Let's listen to some of this stuff. So, Andres,
can I look at it now?
Yeah, look at it, but don't read it. Let him read these. You can just see what the topics are in case you can't make out what he's saying because he's, you know.
Okay. So, Andres, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to this edition of Malos Amigos News. I'm Andrea Rosende, and here are some top stories in broken English.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
You got to say it. You got to project. Let's make the. This is a segment, Andres, so you got to go, welcome back to this edition of Malos Amigos News. I'm Andres Rosanal, and here are some.
Yeah, you're a news person.
You're a news person
now. Imagine this is live.
Yeah, we're hiring you.
Yeah, we're hiring you, man. So,
okay,
let's
so if you
want to
keep your job, let's go.
All right,
okay, here we go.
Let's be camera. Let's pretend we're on a show. All right, guys, get the cameras going. All right, let's sound.
Does everyone sound up?
And so, and 5, 4, 3, 2, and go, oh. Andreas.
Welcome back to this edition of Malos Amigos News. I'm Andrea Rosende, and here are some top stories in broken English. Harvey Weinstein fell and hit his head in jail while trying to walk rather than use his wheelchair, but at least now his head will be throbbing and not his butthole.
Yay! That's really good, yeah. Andres. So Harvey Weinstein hit his head and fell in jail. Did you know that?
No.
That's a real thing. And they gave him 26 years today in prison.
Oh, he's done then.
He's done.
Yeah, yeah.
His lawyer said he's not going to last 5 years. They go, he'll never last 5 years. And the judge was like, too bad, 26. And he's in Rikers Island, bro. Rikers Island.
Oh, my. Dude, imagine.
He's done.
I mean, but just imagine owning Miramax.
Yeah.
You're the top guy, like Brad Pitt. Everybody wants to be around you.
Every celebrity ever worked with you.
You're the king.
George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, all these
guys. Everybody. Right? And you just, you know, why would you rape? Why is rape in your head?
Isn't that weird? All that power and he had to rape?
Like, I would fuck just.
Wouldn't you just get hookers with all that money?
No, I would just find the hottest girl on planet Earth, you could get.
Uh-huh.
Right? And just go, that's it.
Yeah, I'm a billionaire. Hey.
And then you can maybe cheat on the side and have mistresses.
Even if, look at it like this. Even if the hottest girl was like, I still don't want to have sex with you and you're that rich, just buy prostitutes. I would buy them for the rest of my life then.
You could buy the hottest girls on the planet Earth.
And you could pay them just to hang out.
I know.
I don't get it. All right, let's go to the next joke. Come on.
Go ahead.
Loud and clear.
Loud and more. Energy.
Energy.
You're not loud enough. Energy. Yeah. Conspiracy theorist. Go ahead.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones got a DUI in Texas. And even though he blew under the legal limit, he called the cops gay lizards, so they had to book him Dano.
It's Book Him Dano? Do you know what Book Him Dano is? Or Book Him Dano? Book Him Dano is from?
The movie
Hot Cops. It's from Hawaii 5-0. Hawaii 5-0.
All right.
Book Him Dano. Yeah, Alex Jones got a DUI in Texas. He blew under the legal limit. Do you know that? He's going to get out. He's trying to get out of it because he's saying it's a .08. He blew .079.
Yeah.
And he's saying they booked him because he's a conspiracy theorist. That, you know, the Sandy Hook.
The only reason why the guy is famous is because people talk about him.
Yeah, but
he says crazy things. He does. He's like, you know, once he said that, like, what's it, that school?
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook was a hoax.
I know. He said
that. As soon as that, they should have just shut everything off. Every mic should have been taken away from him. He has no more credibility.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Hey, Bobby, you son of a bitch. You're talking to me about that. Sandy Hook isn't a real thing, Bob.
And I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, then what happened to the fucking kids?
Those are all actors. They're all actors. Every single one of them. Yeah, they're all actors. You don't know because you're part of the lizard community here in Hollywood.
All right, let's hear the next one.
Okay, so Andrew Yang officially endorsed Joe Biden. This is sad. It's just another young Asian boy being manipulated by an old rich white man.
You're giving up on the jokes. Say it again, nice and clear, nice and smooth. Let's try it again.
Let's try it again, bro.
Andrew Yang, go ahead.
Andrew Yang officially endorses Joe Biden. This is sad. It's just another young Asian boy being manipulated by an old rich white man.
Andrew Yang.
That's ridiculous.
That's a good joke. It's just another young Asian boy being manipulated by an old rich white man. That's a funny joke, Andres. That's very good.
Honestly, who wrote that?
He wrote all these jokes.
It's all my
You wrote that?
He wrote all of these jokes.
It's really well crafted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the point of view is
Are you
there.
Being facetious? That's a good joke.
It is a pretty good joke, yeah.
That's a great joke.
But the truth of the matter is that it's like
It's just another Asian boy being manipulated by an old rich white man. Honestly, Andrew Yang endorsing Joe Biden made a lot of people upset for some reason. Who cares?
I hungry.
Oh, well, if you want to get some food in your belly, easy, convenient, to your door, why don't you use DoorDash?
I use DoorDash all the time, my friend.
Yeah, it's incredible. Delivery is more than just pizza.
Express.
Do you?
Yeah, I get like this Mexican restaurant by my house.
I love that.
I love it so much.
Yeah, you've got big plans for 2020, and if you can't find time to do it, you should download Get Some DoorDash.
Also,
so you can
Valentine's Day is approaching, and if you don't make you sometimes you forget to make reservations.
Valentine's Day is over.
So don't settle for the last table available. Treat your date to delivery with DoorDash at home. That's what I do.
Valentine's Day already passed.
next Valentine's Day, because they have them every year.
No. Oh, they do?
Yeah, Valentine's Day every year.
Oh, well, that's
good. So the next one, just prepare and just do DoorDash.
Well, look, DoorDash brings all of America's flavors to your front door. Ordering is very simple. Open up the app, choose what you want. Your food going to come to you. You don't got to move. Sit on the couch. Get fat. Get lazy.
50 U.S. states, Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia, You can order all over the world. I mean, like restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and the Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory has so much to eat, by the way. How could you not find something that you want on there? With DoorDash, you never have to worry about where your next meal's coming from. You don't have to hunt like Bobby doesn't like. You can do yourself a favor. Download DoorDash. So right now, our listeners will get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code...
Bad Friends.
That's right. $5 off your first order with $15 or more when you download that DoorDash app.
DoorDash app. DoorDash app.
It is, and you enter the code
Bad Friends.
Bad DoorDash friend. App. Get it.
You know, I prefer Bernie over Biden.
Right.
I do.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, all right, you lean in a weird way, but
I don't like. I said this before. Yeah. I like none of these people. I don't trust any of them.
Yeah. They're all just fucking puppets.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Right. There's a guy behind the guy.
I think Joe Biden is a hack, and I think Bernie's a psychopath. I think all of them are.
Well, don't say that.
Off their rocker.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm gonna make school for free for everybody.
Shut up. What are you talking about? They're all crazy.
Anyway, go ahead. Now, Andreas, if this is not clear and fucking, you know what I mean, and you don't sell the jokey part of it,
you got to sell it, dude.
I'm gonna fire you.
Okay.
All right. So louder, clearer. And more angst, not angst, gusto.
Oomph. Yeah. What's gusto? No, what's gusto in Spanish? How do you say gusto? What's bravado?
Bravado.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't blush either.
Don't blush.
You're fine. We're not angry.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go. Commercial airlines are.
All right. Stop. Cut. Stop. I'm sorry.
Dude, you're really pissing off the boss here, pal. I'm just letting you know. Bad idea, Andreas.
I saw you a couple of days ago. I was really nice to you.
Yeah, he was.
Was I not? We hugged. You had that sweater on. We did a couple, like, you know what I mean, pumps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that with everyone. You know, there's something about you that I really like, right? But if you're not, you're taking away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're putting hate in there.
He's diminishing this.
You're diminishing it. So just really vocalize and commit.
Commit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Come on in. Commit.
And action.
Commercial airlines are seeing a massive dip in travel, and subsequently, the private jet business is booming. Also, subsequently, private jet is the nickname I use for my penis. And let me tell you, business is booming.
That's a good joke.
That's a good joke, Andreas.
Andreas, that's a really good joke.
Yeah, it's a very good joke.
By the way, did you say penis? It says penne. What, is penne penis in Spanish?
It is.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And let me tell
you. See what I'm saying? If you would have said that with low energy.
You're a good coach because that worked.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked.
God, that's really funny.
Yeah.
So commercial.
So do you trust me from now on?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Commercial airlines are having a dip.
I didn't understand a word he said.
Yeah. Private jets are going up. We should take only private jets. You want to take a private jet with me somewhere?
No, because that's how Buddy Holly died.
Ooh-wee. And Otis Redding and...
The Big Dipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's so sad, all those people. Yeah, but they died back when it was like the pilots were drunk. They flew in the fog. They don't do that stuff anymore.
Would you rather take a helicopter or a private jet?
Private jet.
Yeah.
After that whole thing.
Yeah, but that's my
What's
point.
What's that buzzing? Do you hear that? There's a buzzing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's gone now.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like,
I would take a private jet over a helicopter. Helicopters scare the shit. They scared me before Kobe died.
I think that they're both of those, though, are like, I think helicopters are more dangerous. I literally
probably
don't know the facts.
I did. I looked it up after Kobe died.
Because in Hawaii, like before Kobe died, in Hawaii, a whole family died, you know what I mean, from a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
I think it happens more often than we know.
How many helicopter crashes are there? Here, look at this. In the last decade, more than 380 people have died in helicopter accidents. Meanwhile, there are over 47,000 accidents, serious incidents involving airplanes in the U.S. airspace. So I guess it's more common to die in airplane accidents, but that's only because there's way more airplane flights than helicopters. I don't think this is an even... Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I hear that buzzing again, by the way. I don't know why. That's got to be a cord or something.
Why do you get so angry? Just let it buzz or not. You know what I mean?
I just don't like the buzz. It's like, can you not hear that?
I know, but
it's
there's like, a nicer way to say that.
Okay, here, can I say it again?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, there's a little bit buzzing in the headphones. Can we check that out and make sure that it's not buzzing anymore? Was that a little bit better or
That's
no?
That's much better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one. I want to go to the next one. Andreas, go to the next one.
Yeah.
That joke was really good, by the way.
Thank you.
He calls his penis the private jet.
You know what we should do?
That's very funny.
I think next week, you and I should get together in a coffee shop
Yeah.
and write a stand-up act.
For Andreas?
For Andreas.
And film it?
And no, and have Andreas do a stand-up act with jokes that we wrote.
For us.
Yeah, and just do a little show for us with the act.
Love it.
He can't read it off the thing. He has to memorize the joke.
He's never going to be able to do that.
He's going
to
do it.
He can barely read it off the thing now.
All right, maybe he could. He can
and
have
he
a cheat
wrote out. These jokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so he can have a cheat sheet, but like, you
got
to
give. What if we give him cue cards? You and I can give him cue cards.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
We'll give give you cue cards. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So Andreas, let's hear the next one. What is it?
Energy.
Top.
President Donald Trump is refusing to get tested for coronavirus, even though he was exposed to it recently. When asked why he won't get tested for the virus, he replied, "Only beaners, blacks, gays, and Jews are going to get it. I'm going to be fine."
Wow. That's a pretty edgy joke you wrote. That's a little...
But the accent was really good. Can you do the Trump thing? Do the Trump line. Why aren't you... Mr. President, why aren't you going to get tested for the virus? Loud. Let's hear what he said and go with vigor. Go ahead. Why aren't you going to get tested, sir?
Only beaners and blacks and gays and Jews are going to get it. I'm going to be fine.
That's a better... I can't do better than
that. That's a really good Trump.
That's a really good Spanish Trump.
I like that.
That's really good.
Stump Trump. Yeah. All right.
He didn't actually say that, though, did he, Trump?
He did. Trump did. He did. He did. On CNN, he goes, only beaners, blacks, gays, and Jews are going to get it.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Energy.
Okay. Rare white giraffes.
No, Scott. Again.
You can't stumble.
Yes, you can't stumble.
Okay. Rare white giraffes were killed by poachers in Kenya. The Wildlife Foundation is disgusted with the act, but I, for one, I see the justice. It's time for the giraffe gentrification to stop. Keep the white giraffes out of our neighborhood.
Very good. It's like a reverse.
That's good.
It's really good.
That's really good. All right. Let's hear the next one. By the way, the white giraffe, do you know that that's a true story? Two white giraffes were found killed by poachers, and they're like, there's only so many left.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
I mean, I think there's a rhino too. What was the white rhino that's like that no longer exists?
Oh, that got killed off.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think there's.
But
only
that's not because you know. I mean,
two
poachers
rare white
are like,
giraffes.
It's not like poachers are like, let's kill that white giraffe because we hate white giraffes. It's because I think white giraffes and like white rhinos are more coveted,
right,
and more expensive probably.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know, but to kill them, it said that they found them and they had that it indicated that they killed them weeks before.
Yeah.
So they killed them, left them there for weeks.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I mean, let me ask you about just a side note, because I know you hang out with Buff Eyes, and because Buff Eyes likes to hunt.
Buff Eyes loves to hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell people who Buff Eyes is.
No, we'll just say Buff Eyes.
That's fine.
And Buff Eyes, so how do you feel about hunting?
What do you mean, how do I feel about it?
Because he enjoys it, and he has, you know, he has a philosophy.
I don't do it.
Would you ever hunt anything?
Yeah, if I was going to eat it, 100%.
Yeah, but my point is that you just go to the restaurant.
No. People hunt.
Go to Morton's.
People hunt because it's a fun sport, and then if you eat it and you purpose it as something, then it seems
totally
fine to me.
But it's the fun sport part, you know what I mean? To me, it's like, are you doing it as survival because you want to eat?
No, it's
thing,
not for
survival. Or
obviously
is it
not.
Because you get excited to kill something that was once like hanging out with his family out in the fucking grazing.
That's why most hunters like hunting. I don't really hunt, but I don't care that people do as long as you eat it and purpose it.
Because I always think that like, you know, because I know that like—
I don't have time to hunt. Where am I going to hunt? I'm in Los Angeles.
Honestly, if one day they said, all right, guys, there's no more meat. You have to hunt for your own meat. I would probably take an oven mitt, a Swiss Army knife out into the pasture— and just jab a cow in its ass. I don't know what to do.
That's right. Jab a cow in its ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. Ready?
Hey, Bob, coach him.
Go.
Nuclamidia species were discovered deep under the Arctic Ocean, which can only mean one thing. That Jamaican crab, Sebastian, is at it again.
Read that one slower again.
Yeah,
that's really good, though. Read that one slower.
Really good
that's
one.
A good joke.
Yeah.
All the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Nuclamidia species were discovered deep under the ocean.
Slow it down.
Nuclamidia species was
slow it down, nice and slow, baby. Louder.
That's because they speak so fast in their language.
I know.
They go just nice and slow. A Spaniard. Here we go.
Nuclamidia species were discovered deep under the Arctic Ocean.
Same.
He just goes faster. Same. He goes faster.
Nuclamidia species were discovered deep under the Arctic Ocean. Go ahead.
Which can only mean one thing. That Jamaican bastard crab, Sebastian, is at it again.
Under the sea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really, really good. Funny. All right, let's hear the next two. We only got two more left. Andreas, you're really, you're murdering
you're killing it.
How long did it take you to write these? Be honest. How long?
Like 2 days.
2 days? That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
How many jokes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
we're
9,
gonna write
10.
Them ten such fucked up.
But 10 jokes in 2 days is really good.
You and I are going to write them a fucked up joke.
I know. Okay, let's go. What's the next one? Okay. Nice and slow, but
energy. And.
Okay. The NHL made history when they used an all-female crew to broadcast the game on International Women's Day. These are strong women. They made it through three brutally bloody periods.
Andreas, that's very good.
Very good.
All right, let's hear
let the... No, Andreas, the joke that you wrote, explain me the joke, why it's funny.
Explain that NHL joke to Bob.
Well, because it's a game that is bloody, but also a period means also, like, you know, that time of the month when, like, a woman.
There we go. That very see he did write it.
Yeah, I know he. What do you mean he did?
No, I'm just questioning because it seemed like something that he would write.
Well, he.
What does he know about the NHL?
Here's what George said. I said, "How are these jokes?" And George goes, "Here's the thing." He knows how to write English better than to say it.
So he
can write English, obviously.
All right, okay, obviously, okay.
But honestly, speaking it is this is much harder for him.
Right.
All right, let's hear the last one. Let's hear your last dinger.
Okay, ready for the last one?
Yeah, but Bob, calm down.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, all right, five. So you know what I mean? So I don't know why I just did it. Andreas. And also, Andreas, there's another guy that can replace you.
There's two guys that we found. We got on LinkedIn.
So, you know, this is your last shot. So, okay. Really celebrate. 5, 4, 3, and action.
Police capture a yellow lab that beat and kill a Dutch hound and beat five people. When asked to comment, the dog said, "Hey, it's a dog by dog world."
It's terrible. Can I read it as you?
Yes, please.
Ready?
Police capture a yellow lab that beat and kill a dachshund and beat five people. When asked to comment, the dog said, "Hey, it's a dog bite dog world."
These are really good jokes. Let's give it up for Andreas on these jokes.
Hey, Andreas.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Man, so good.
Man, you're so fucking good.
These are really, really good. That is a good look. I think the next thing we're going to do is we're going to write a bunch of stand up bits for him.
Yeah, we'll sit down.
And should we make him perform here on the show?
Yeah, we should do also different styles. We should do like, you know, Attell like switches and stuff.
So you're saying write different styles for him each week?
No. We'll just in the act we'll do like he has to do impressions.
Oh yeah, yeah,
act
yeah.
Outs,
yeah, yeah.
Write some observation humor.
Can you do impressions?
I don't think so, but sure.
Okay, about what's an impression that we think he could do, though? That's the problem.
Can you do Christopher Walken?
Yeah,
that's a standard.
That's a standard, easy one. That's like entry level.
How about Robert De Niro?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Everything's going to sound like Pablo Escobar to me, no matter what.
How about,
can you do Pablo Escobar? Do him.
Yeah, I don't have to make an accent. I just speak.
Yeah, so
normally.
Say like... There it is. Go get the cocaine.
Plata o plomo. Plata o plomo.
What is that? What does that mean?
That's no idea.
Like either you take the money or it's lead or money.
Lead or money. Oh, yeah, plata plomo. Plata plomo.
How about Joan Rivers? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That one's easy for
That's
you.
Easy. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think
Can
I
we
don't...
talk?
Can we talk?
Dude, it's so good. It's literally anybody and everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
Can you do an impression of me or Bobby? Do an impression of me and then
this
Bobby.
I'm going to get angry. Go ahead.
Do one of me.
Try one.
Try one of me first. Go ahead. Come on.
Time's wasted.
Time, no dead air, baby.
Bobby, why you have to be like that?
That's good. That's very good. Now do one of Bob.
Do one of me.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
To me,
that's really good. That's really
good. God, Andreas, that's really, really good.
I just want to hear just one last thing, Andreas, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I want you to do an Asian accent. I just want to see what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, just one.
So I want you to say, you touch you buy, but so I'm a guy, I'm walking in a liquor store, mm-hmm. and you're a liquor store owner, right? So I'm like, you know what I mean? So you say,
well, the phrase is "you break you by," right?
Yeah, you touch you by.
Well, let's give him some reference for it. I'm going to play that scene of "you break you by." All
right.
So then you can, you break you by. Do you understand what this is in reference to or no?
I do.
Okay, so you know it's like a, there's like a, well, very, you, okay.
I didn't even know this was in a movie. It's just,
well, Don't Be a Menace had it.
Oh, really?
Okay. So here, this is a scene in Don't Be a Menace. And they joked about this. This is a common phrase. Do you understand? Do you know the background of this?
I just watch.
I think I do.
Okay.
Nigga.
Turn it up a little bit.
I go on, check them.
This is a great scene. Them walking into a Korean convenience store. And the white guy is stealing.
So fucking
so racist, so good.
Hurry up and buy.
There's one. Hurry up and buy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Hurry up and buy!
Hurry up and buy. Do you got it?
I got it.
Hurry up and buy!
The white guy just steals the money right out of the register.
Hey! You dropped something.
There we go. Very funny. Very funny. The white guy gets away with it.
Yeah, break yourself, fool! Ha ha! Yeah, recognize.
Let's hear the final version of it. Where's it coming?
Candy bars. Hey, Miss Lady Bit. Hey.
All right, whatever.
I'm talking to you. How much for this candy bar?
$5.
What? Better give me some sucky with that $5.
Jesus Christ. All right, you heard it. You break, you buy. Hurry up and buy.
Uh-huh.
So do that best impression for Bob. Bob wants to hear you do those. So go ahead.
Hurry up and buy.
With an Asian accent, not in yours. Go ahead.
That was my Asian accent.
No, go
accent.
Try to work for it. Really get an
really
Asian
get, really work for it.
You thought you buy.
You got to get smaller. You did it really. You went like, you know, this. You went, oh.
By watching that fucking clip.
Yeah, from Don't Be a Menace.
Okay, imagine when I came to LA.
Yeah.
Those are the only parts available.
Yeah, that was it.
That's crazy to think that, like, back in the day, Ali Wong, all these, like, you know, these woke new Asians, you know, Awkwafina.
Right.
That they would have to wait in line.
To do Hurry Up and Buy.
To do Hurry Up and Buy.
Wow.
Was the only available thing.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's.
It's like
that's
crazy
up.
To think.
What was the name of? But that is. I mean, but to be fair, didn't you play some of those characters on Mad TV? You would do shit like that, right? So it's.
Yeah,
like,
but I would. Yeah, but I would do it to the point where, like, you ever see Johnny Gone?
Yeah.
So go to YouTube. You've seen Johnny Gone.
Hold on. Let me see. Don't Be a Menace. I just want to see the name of this poor woman that did that Hurry Up and Buy scene.
Yeah.
And I want to see if perhaps maybe she worked other. So Miss Johnson? No, that's obviously not it. But I want to
see. She's probably not even the credits. That's how fucking low.
You think they put her out of the credits?
Maybe.
But look, okay, whatever the case may be, I don't think you're going to find the store owner for some reason in here. Look, she's not even credited.
I know. That's how fucking sad it was. Now look at, go to YouTube
mm-hmm.
and go, Johnny Gone is a character. You ever seen My Johnny Gone?
No.
I went to the extreme with it.
Johnny Gone. J O J O. How do you spell it?
Johnny.
J O N N Y.
Yeah.
Gone. Right. G O N E.
Just go Mad TV. Johnny Gone.
Okay. Mad TV.
Yeah.
Johnny Gone. G O N E.
I don't know.
There we go.
There we
Johnny
go.
Johnny Gone. G A N.
It's so racist because I.
What? Say it. It's so racist because what?
I just wanted to do a character that was so racist that it became almost like not racist.
Okay, let's see. Oh my God.
Hello, peoples. If one time when it get cold and the woman's nipples stick out and Johnny Gunn make the Oscar guesses on the Johnny Gunn's movie guesses for the Oscar award show.
Oh my God.
I am Johnny Gunn. And with me is very...
This is literally setting back... This sets everyone back about 1,000 years.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, because...
it's hilarious.
Because I just wanted to do something that was just so...
So over the top.
Over the top in it, you know what I mean? Yeah, but people didn't like it.
No, really? Did you get a lot of criticism for it?
Yeah.
Really?
People didn't like it, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, I don't know why... Look, it's...
That was when... It's so funny because in the beginning of Mad TV, they wouldn't give me anything.
Right.
And then by the fourth year, people started liking me.
What do you mean by the fourth year?
Of being on the show, you could tell that, like, you know, when I went in front of the live audience, people knew who I was. In the beginning, like, it was, you know, everyone liked Mike McDonald and all these people.
Yeah, I love Mike.
But I love him, too. He's a very good friend. But the fourth and fifth year is when you could tell that, you know, the fans started to like me, so then I could go, hey, I want to do Johnny Gunn.
And they would just, they would say, like, yes.
All right. You know what I mean? I go, but can you, you know what I mean, not do the teeth thing? And I go, no, I'm doing the teeth thing.
So you put all that stuff in there. You said I wanted to have the comb over. I want the teeth.
Oh, everything.
That was all you.
I would spend like 6 hours beforehand getting the big head.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks good, though.
But I like, that was fun.
Should we do something like that now?
What do you mean?
Should we like recreate like characters like that now?
Yeah, like you do an absurd.
Yeah, well, I do what every redheaded guy was forever and still is like a dork, pimple-faced nerd.
Let's not do it now. Let's get the makeup and the. And
that's
the,
what I'm saying. Yeah, do you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
that'll be like our.
I want to come up with a new character.
I would love that. Let's do a movie of us, me and you, doing characters.
Yeah, yeah. Not a movie. Let's do it next. Bad Friends.
Done. But we'll
get the costumes.
So we're gonna do our characters for the next show, mm-hmm. and then we'll also have stand up featured by Andres.
Andres, it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. This was already a fun show. Thanks for everybody sending in all those coronavirus fighters.
Are we done now?
We don't have to be.
But yeah, let's go.
But I need to catch a plane to go to Chicago. Should
what
I
we,
be,
what are we at time?
Should I be scared?
We are.
Should I be scared?
You know, I'm going to go to Denver, so don't get it.
I'm going to go to Chicago. I don't get it.
We won't. This weekend, we won't get it.
Okay.
Do everything you can. Why? Look at his nose. Look at what he's doing.
Are you blowing your nose, Andres? What's in your pocket? What's in your pocket? Take it out. What did you put in your pocket? What did you take out?
He just fucking wiped his boogers. Are you sick right now, Andres?
Andres, are you sick?
No.
He's sick.
No, honestly, what are you sick or you have allergies?
I have allergies.
That's it. It's the last episode of Bad Friends.
Yeah.
All right, look in the camera and say it. Thank you for watching. That works.